Okay, welcome to this newsletter. There's a few things before we get right into it. First thing, there's a link down below so that you can join the email list. If you click that link, it'll take you straight to our email list. Sign up for it so that you never miss when another newsletter is coming out. Secondly, Exodus chapter 35 is out right now. You can go watch that right after you watch this. And thirdly, don't forget to share this episode with somebody so that it can bless them as well. Now, this newsletter, as you read by the title, is about talents. And the question for you is, what are your talents? What can you do pretty well? Now, don't get me wrong. Not all talents do we enjoy particularly or do we like particularly. I remember I did not like my talent for public speaking. I still kind of don't. But if push comes to shove, I'm willing to use it and I'm willing to do what I need to do to talk publicly. Sometimes I have a love-hate relationship with music. I love playing music, and then other days I disdain music, especially when the guitar gets your fingers smelling funny or, you know, your fingers are hurting from playing so much. But it's a love-hate relationship. I love it a lot. And I love music. So, yeah, there's that. But today we're coming from Matthew chapter 25, verse 14 through 30. Now, I'm not going to read this. I want you to be able to read this chapter on your own. Well, read those verses for your own. But it is the parable of the talents. I'll tell you a little bit about it. Jesus talks about three men that a master gives talents to. He gives 10, 5 to the first. He gives 2 to the second. And he gives 1 to the last person. And then he leaves. The person with 5 talents goes out and does work and gains 5 more. The person with 2 talents goes out and does work and gains 2 more. And the person with 1 talent says, you know what? I'm going to go put this up, hide it under a rock so that when the master comes back, I can give him what he's deserved. When the master returns, the first servant comes back and says, hey, here's my talent. I had 5. Now I have 5 more. He says, well done to you, servant. And then the second one comes and says, hey, you gave me 2. Now I have 4. And then the third one comes and says, I know that you were a cruel man and you take where you do not sow. So here's your talent back. I put it away for you to get it back. And the master calls that servant a wicked and evil servant and that he should depart from him. And actually, he would go to the land of weeping and gnashing of teeth. And the master takes that talent and give it to the one who has 10 and says, for he who has more will be given, and for he who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. I'm only smiling because every time I think about that quote, it's like, wow, that's crazy. But every time I read those chapters and those verses, I think about my own life. How am I using the things that God has given me? Am I using them to benefit society? Am I using it to benefit my master, which is the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Am I using it to benefit those around me? Or am I keeping all these things to myself? Now, don't get me wrong. Sometimes we don't see the value in our own usefulness or in the value in our own talents. Like, I'm pretty good with tech. Don't ask me to fix. I can probably fix it, but don't ask me to fix anything. But if there's a problem with something, I'm usually able to figure it out and try to fix the situation. I can't code for some, surprisingly, but I can figure things out. I can code in R and I can code a little bit of Java, but that's not even mattering. But yeah, so what talents do you have? That's my main question. What talents do you specifically have? I know I have a few talents and they're pretty good. I like the talents that I have. Now that you're not thinking about your talents, the question now becomes, do you display these talents for others to see and for the glorification of God? Now, I know what you're already thinking. How can I glorify God through painting pictures? Or how can I glorify God through, I don't know, being able to take pictures of shoes? Well, the question is, how can you? I don't know personally. Me personally, I can't tell you how to use your talents to glorify God and to benefit society. But you know, in the spaces that you follow and in the things that you do, that there are places that you can use your talents to further your understanding of those things and to benefit those around you. So how can you use your talents? Find out if you know what your talents are, like you already are thinking about them, and the talents that you think maybe I do have, maybe I kind of don't have, start to work on those, cultivate them even more. Like I know I have a talent to play the guitar. It took a lot of time and hard work to learn how to play, but now that I know how to play, I put my guitar away for like 2 years, regretfully. 2 whole years, I didn't touch my guitar. Now, to be fair, I did have schoolwork. Here's my excuses. I had schoolwork. I was living in Oxford. I was doing my schoolwork. I was dealing with classes, physics, all of that jazz. And so I took the time to focus on doing my schoolwork. That was my excuse for not using my talents. But I could not even spare 5 minutes to 15 minutes a week to just practice my guitar. It was shameful of me. How are you going to be able to retain and cultivate your talents if you do not take time to use them? And so this is basically what my appeal is today. Use the talents that God has given you to further his kingdom. Like I'm using my talents for video editing. I'm not doing the best with it. I'm trying to do better. I'm using my talents of music making. I'm making songs right now. I'm telling you, an album is coming out soon. I'm using my talents of, speaking. I can speak a little. I can speak okay. I'm not the best speaker, but I get better day in and day out. I'm using my talents of mathematics every day of the week almost. It sometimes gets tiring, but you know, you got to love your math. And I'm using my talents of socializing and making friends, to make friends with different people of different beliefs, make friends with people of different worldviews in order to gain them to the kingdom. So what talents do you have? Some people might say you talk too much, but that just means you probably have a talent to speak to others. Some people might say that you always think of weird things, but that just might mean you have an abstract thinking mind. You can think in different ways than other people see it. You see things differently from other people. So what I'm begging you to do, here's what you should do just for this week. Take some time out of your day, one of the days of the week. You got 7 days in this week. Take 15 minutes, a 15-minute slot to spend using one of your talents, using one of the things that God has given you to use. Did I mention I know how to make t-shirts? I know how to build stuff. So take the time to take 15 minutes, use that talent that God has given you, and use it to his glory. Just for those 15 minutes, use the talent. If you know how to take pictures, take 15 minutes out of your day, walk around the neighborhood or get one of your friends involved and take pictures of them. If your talent is singing, take 15 minutes out of your day just to sing a few songs, play your favorite songs and sing along to them. Get your voice used to regulated in singing. If you don't use your talents, you fall in risk of being sinful in a way because you're wasting what God has given you. We're not supposed to waste what we have. Think of, this is from Exodus chapter 35 today. Bezalel and Aholiab were two skilled craftsmen that God could put his spirit in order to build the tabernacle because they used their talents and were very skilled in their craft. I want God to be able to use me, and I want God to be able to use you with your talents and your skills. So be sure to use your skills and your talents for the glory of God. I'm begging you to do so. So let me know what you think about this episode. Leave a comment down below. Do you use your talents? If you do, let me know. How are you using them? God bless you. And I pray that I'll see you on the next one, the Lord willing. All right. This has been Talents on the Christian Boy Podcast.